Or perhaps dogs and rhinos smell in colour. The argument would be the same as for the bats. Once again, the perceptions that we call colours are tools used by our brains to label important distinctions in the outside world. Perceived hues, what philosophers call qualia, have no intrinsic connection with lights of particular wavelengths. They are internal labels that are available to the brain when it constructs its model of external reality to make distinctions that are especially salient to the animal concerned. In our case, or that of a bird, that means light of different wavelengths. In a bat's case, I've speculated, it might be surfaces of different echoic properties or textures, perhaps red for shiny, blue for velvety, green for abrasive. And in a dog's or a rhino's case, why should it not be smells? The power to imagine the alien world of a bat or a rhino, a pond skater or a mole, a bacterium or a bark beetle, is one of the privileges science grants us when it tugs at the black cloth of our burqa and shows us the wider range of what is out there for our delight.
The metaphor of middle world, of the intermediate range of phenomena that the narrow slit in our burqa permits us to see, applies to yet other scales or spectrums. We can construct a scale of improbabilities with a similarly narrow window through which our intuition and imagination are capable of going. At one extreme of the spectrum of improbabilities are those would-be events that we call impossible. Miracles are events that are extremely improbable. A statue of a Madonna could wave its hand at us. The atoms that make up its crystalline structure are all vibrating back and forth. Because there are so many of them, and because there is no agreed preference in their direction of motion, the hand, as we see it in middle world, stays rock steady. But the jiggling atoms in the hand could all just happen to move in the same direction at the same time, and again, and again. In this case, the hand would move, and we'd see it waving at us. It could happen, but the odds against are so great that if you had set out writing the number at the origin of the universe, you still would not have written enough zeros to this day. The power to calculate such odds, the power to quantify the near impossible rather than just throw up our hands in despair, is another example of the liberating benefactions of science to the human spirit. Evolution in middle world has ill-equipped us to handle very improbable events. But in the vastness of astronomical space or geological time, events that seem impossible in middle world turn out to be inevitable. Science flings open the narrow window through which we are accustomed to viewing the spectrum of possibilities. We are liberated by calculation and reason to visit regions of possibility that had once seemed out of bounds or inhabited by dragons. We've already made use of this widening of the window in Chapter 4, where we considered the improbability of the origin of life and how even a near impossible chemical event must come to pass given enough planet years to play with. And where we considered the spectrum of possible universes, each with its own set of laws and constants, and the anthropic necessity of finding ourselves in one of the minority of friendly places.
How should we interpret Haldane's queerer than we can suppose? Queerer than can in principle be supposed, or just queerer than we can suppose, given the limitations of our brain's evolutionary apprenticeship in middle world? Could we, by training and practice, emancipate ourselves from middle world, tear off our black burqa, and achieve some sort of intuitive, as well as just mathematical, understanding of the very small, the very large, and the very fast? I genuinely don't know the answer, but I'm thrilled to be alive at a time when humanity is pushing against the limits of understanding. Even better, we may eventually discover that there are no limits.
This concludes God Delusion. Please visit our website, www.tantor.com, for more information on our growing library of unabridged audiobooks and to take advantage of special offers. Or call toll-free 877-7-TANTOR to request a catalog.